things. So today, in my Anglican church calendar, it is Whitsun, which is the day that people called White Sunday because people would wear white, because they were going, this is the day when people would be baptized or take their first communion or make confirmation that they wanted to be Christians. And that is why it became Whitsun. Now, my friend Simon here, when I said, oh, can we do Whitsun, said, Pentecost. I thought, oh, okay. I thought that was a Jewish thing rather than the, you know, good old things. We have Whitsun in England. But so I started to look up Pentecost. And I did a quick little Bible study on my Bible online Bible search. And I found that, you know, first of all, I looked up in the dictionary and it said that Pentecost is a Christian festival which celebrates the becoming of the Holy Spirit, just like Whitsun does. And so I looked in the Bible and did a quick little, because I know I'd seen Pentecost in the Bible, and so I did a little quick little online search for the word Pentecost. And I was amazed to find that Paul, you know, who was an amazing Christian who wrote half the New Testament, celebrated this Christian festival. Because he was coming to go back to Jerusalem in time for celebrate Pentecost in one of the books. In fact, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8, or Acts 20, verse 16, Paul says about coming and celebrating Pentecost. And I thought, wow, they don't mention Christmas. They doesn't mention Easter in the Bible. But the early church was celebrating this Christian festival. Wrong. Do you know why? Because the New Testament is written in Greek. And the Old Testament's written in Hebrew. So they use different words. Which is a bit confusing. In fact, this is going to be quite a confusing talk. So if anyone, I'll have a question session afterwards for anybody who wants to clear up any points, either correct any mistakes I've made or wants more explanation. So, what was this Pentecost that Paul was celebrating? And if you look on the Jewish calendar, they're going to be celebrating in June this year. They're not celebrating today. It's a different festival. There are two Pentecosts. There's the Christian one, which we're going to celebrate today, and the Jewish one. And in the Jewish, it counts as 50th. So in my book, when I looked back into... But in Deuteronomy, you will find it's told the celebration of weeks, festival of weeks, because you're told to count off 7 weeks from the day of Passover, which is they call Sedar, the first day, and the 50th day is the when you, so 7 weeks plus one is when you celebrate this other thing, which is, we're called Pentecost, for want of a better word, because it means 50th in Greek, would you believe? So, God told them in Deuteronomy, it tells there are three festivals where the male Jews are to go to gather together to celebrate God. And the first one is the Passover. And a couple of days after that, you don't have to go to Jerusalem. You celebrate the festival of first fruits, where you have the which I made a little note, where you bring the harvest of your barley crop, which is the first crop you would be harvesting. So you take the first bit of your first crop, and you give it to God as an offering. Later, 50 days later, or 7 weeks later, when you've done all your harvesting, then you take a sample of your first crop, which is possibly wheat, and you bring it up. You have to go to where God has told you to go, which is Jerusalem in this time, and you celebrate and give with a festival of your first fruits. Now, obviously, time has gone on from then, and now there's a few traditions arranged with this festival. So if you look up what they're doing, they They're celebrating the harvest. It's a harvest festival. They've got some psalms of praise that is traditional for them to sing. So that's Psalm 40, Psalm 8, Psalm 65, Psalm 98, and Psalm 150, according to Professor Google. And they read the Book of Ruth, which is all about harvest. So that's something that they may do. And there are two things that they're celebrating. One, they're celebrating the harvest, and they have these breads, and they have a lot of cheese, apparently, and dairy products. They're celebrating when they're going into a land of milk and honey, so I'm told. But there's also, they celebrate the giving of the law. They're celebrating when what Moses went on to the met with God and was given the rules of how to live life that is pleasing to God. And that, I believe, is what the Jewish Pentecost is, and that is why Paul was trying to get to Jerusalem in time for Pentecost, because he was a Jew who believed in Jesus. And now, am I linked up to Paul? Right. Because I want to take you back to start imagining what it was like on the first Pentecost, the one that us Christians used. Bluetooth, I want to be linked to Bluetooth. It's on. Thank you. So, first of all, we go back. So, we are now about 50 days after Jesus was crucified, approximately. We know that because he was crucified just after the Passover. And we know that he ascended into heaven about 40 days later. So we're about a week, roughly a week after Jesus has gone. So you've been a week, the disciples have been a week without Jesus. And they're still in Jerusalem because he told them to wait in Jerusalem. What else has happened, we know? We know that Judas Iscariot has died. And they've elected a new disciple. So there's 12 disciples, we are sometimes known as the 12 apostles. And there's about 120 believers. Now, on the day of Pentecost, they're all together in one house. And yet I read this in Acts 2. Now, I can't remember, nobody knows, it doesn't say, how many were there. So it's somewhere between 12 and 120. Now, there's probably about 30 of us here. So I want you to think what it's like in your home. Some of you may have been to Israel, so you may actually know what the size of the Jewish houses are like. The nearest I've got is going to Butser Ancient Farm and seeing what the ancient Roman villa was like. So get an idea of how large... Yeah, sorry. So imagine the size. So 120 people in one house. Can you imagine having 120 people in your home? And they're sat down because they're going to be celebrating, eating their cheese and wine, having a cheese and wine party to celebrate. And so we're all a bit cramped here, aren't we? And now here come... Am I sound effect ready? Okay. Right. So we're singing our songs, we're reading the Book of Ruth. The children are doing whatever the children do. We don't know if it's how many of them were all just the men, whether the women were there, whether they've gone home. But I'd like to think that it was a family time and that everybody was there celebrating. And all at once, there's a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Sound effect. Okay. Well, I had recorded on Spotify the sound of a mighty wind. So can I have everybody here, please, doing the sound of a wind? A mighty rushing wind. Now, all of a sudden, this has come out of nowhere. So a mighty rushing wind is coming through this place. And then tongues of fire appear. Can you imagine? It's not a little tiny little flicker, but a tongue of fire that is uncontrollable. So it's as if we've had... Tongues of fire. Now we know that it's because it says that when Jesus rose from the dead, there were earthquakes. So these people have lived through earthquakes within the last few weeks. And now they're hearing wind. And there's tongues of fire. Can you imagine what it was like? Because we go through things, and there was tongues of fire, and we all assume there's a pretty little candle on everybody's head. No, I don't think that's what it was like. I think it was an uncontrollable fire on everyone's head. Around. And so you imagine looking around, and all you can see is fire. Now, what was that like? What thoughts are going through your head? We don't know. Now, these were Jews. So in their history, they would know of times when there were fire with no flames, with nothing burned up, because that's when Moses got God, that's how God got Moses' attention. And so to the likes of Simon the Zealot, who was a fierce patriot who wanted to see the end of the Roman rule and the Israel freedom, maybe that brought back times of the Exodus when the Jews were freed from Egypt. For others, you know, Matthew records in his gospel, verse 5, about how you are the light of the world. So, you know, there's a flame on my head as if, like, I'm a light. And it brings glory to God. John, who was another disciple who was there, who would have been there, remembers how Jesus says, I am the light of the world. So Jesus was the light of the world. And what did he do then? He went on and healed a man born blind, which is an amazing miracle. I've got glasses. They're a real pain. I would love to be someone to come along and just heal me miraculously. And someone who's born blind must have been even more so. So those are just some of the thoughts that may have been going through people's heads at this time. And what we do know is that they were changed. Because they went out from there and they started praising God. And they were so loud and so rowdy that people thought they were drunk. They thought they would actually just started to, you know, they'd had too much of the new wine too soon. But because then Peter comes and says, no, this isn't it. And he goes through and he explains what happened. And that was the first day of the church, as we know it. So that is why we celebrate Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down. And it was the birthday of the church. So happy birthday, church. This is our birthday and we're going to celebrate. But the thing that really sort of... Yes, that's right. We've said... So today's craft is going to be... This is something I made earlier. It's a banner of flame and fire celebrating the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my glamorous assistant here. Upside down, yeah, other way around. That's it. So some of my other glamorous assistants are going to go out and make sure everybody, Maisie, Amelia, anyone else who wants to be a glamorous assistant? I have a fire, a flame for everybody. Safety pin for everybody. And on the table over there is a larger version of this. So I want you to go and put your flame on our banner. You don't have to if you don't want to. This isn't compulsory, but it would be really nice if everyone did. Yeah, glamorous assistant can sit down if he wants to. We have flags at the back for people who want to do their own individual one to take home. If anyone wants to know a bit more about the Holy Spirit and would like to be prayed for any reason, then they can come and be prayed for. If anyone wants to know more about it, or if anyone wants to do some praying, come up and do some prayer.